Guys, we had a really good football game for everybody to watch, and it came down to two good football teams, and came down the last play of the game, which those things kind of have a tendency to do. We just came up a little bit short, and Louisville is to be congratulated. They played really well, and I thought our kids played pretty well too. So that's that. No, it's a good kick. We meant to pin him over there on the sideline, and we got what we wanted done there. I'll have to look at the film. Probably one of our fold players that's supposed to come over the top didn't make the trip. And we've been the number one kickoff coverage unit in the conference all year long, and that was a real surprise to give that up. But to their credit, they made it happen. But that to me was a big deal. That was a surprise touchdown that really knocked us back on our heels.
Can you talk a little bit about
the
Fox's touchdown?
The what? Well, that's a little old play that Coach Martin, we've got about 200 plays in offense, and I think that's Coach Martin's favorite play. Jerry Claiborne taught him that play when he played for Coach Claiborne at the University of Kentucky. And we've run it several times down through the years here, and we've been more successful than not with it, and it worked beautifully tonight, really well executed. Maybe we call it Gamecock. We put it in 1994 and began to run it against South Carolina and kind of made it a yearly adventure with them, and that's the history of the play.
Can you talk about why you used it at that point?
Well, you like to use that kind of a play after an explosion play, and we just had a big play down there, and usually defenses go into substitutions and all kinds of things. They're a little bit distracted at that moment, and I believe we got the play snapped and they were still in a substitution mode. I don't think they ever got lined up, and it's got a little bit of a hidden ball trick to it, so they never found the football. He has good game about every Saturday, or whatever day this is we're playing on. He's a good player. He's got a chance to play at the next level, and he goes out and their quarterback, who's a fine player, has eyes for him and should, because he's just hard to cover, and he makes catches in traffic, and he gets his 8 and 9 catches just about every ball game, and I'm sure he did that again tonight. Our whole thing was trying to keep him from doing what he did that very last time. He ran a little out and up on us and got behind us. We were just trying to keep him in front of us the whole night, and we were doing that, and then sure enough, he got the big play on us.
Looked like your receiving corps played about his best game all year tonight.
Yeah, they probably did, and I challenged them all week long because the nature of their defense suggested that we execute our three-step drop kind of methodically, and we basically did that tonight. We got a little bit out of our game plan, but came back to it, and 34 points against that defense. We're the only offense that's put any numbers on them at all, except for Illinois, and they are a good defense. I'm really proud of our offensive effort, though, tonight. It was really pretty clean. The Leonard's fumble was such a uncharacteristic event that really was a big deal. We hit the trap play up in there for about, I think it was a first down, about 6 yards. That was a big deal. Other than that, the offense was pretty clean.
How do you feel about your own defense tonight?
Well, I felt good about them. I don't think they could have played any harder. They chased that quarterback all around the park, and he's just kind of like David. I think you saw two really good quarterbacks tonight. It's hard to sack David Garrard and hard to sack David Gone. And they got David a couple of times, and we got him a couple of times. But by and large, they usually escape and get positive yardage. And our defense, Lord of mercy, they played as hard as they could play, and that's all you can ask. Got the big turnover early, which gave us a good jump start. That was a big play by Greg Lefevre. So, we had two uncharacteristic events, and that was the kickoff return. Our kickoff coverage unit had been just so good all year long, and then the fumble from, the guy that never fumbles. So. But that's what happens in big games, it's a real thin ice chop right now.
What's the mood in the locker room?